Joining us is Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Thanks for coming in, Scott.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Okay, that party affiliation switch to being a Democrat by Governor Chafee has been rumored for many, many months. In fact, among political reporters I know, it was on their to-do list almost daily. And has he changed yet? Why now? Why tomorrow?
Well, obviously, he's signaling that he's going to run for governor. This is what he's going to be come 2014. He's getting ready for the cycle. He's decided he's going to run as a Democrat. Now, he's going to pose this as something he did because of conviction, because he believes in the Democratic Party, that they're for the little guy, the average Rhode Islander, and Republicans no longer are. However, he's also making a political calculation that he has a better chance in a three- or even four-way Democratic primary than he does winning another general election as an independent.
Do you think this is something that he has gone over with strategists already?
Yes, he talked to his inner circle about this, and in fact, last week, one of the first calls he made was to President Obama. And today, President Obama's press secretary, Jay Carney, said the president welcomes him into the Democratic Party.
Does becoming a Democrat give Chafee an edge over the other Democrats who may be thinking about a campaign for governor?
I'm not sure, and I don't think anybody knows yet. Look, here's one thing we know about Link Chafee is that he has one of the lowest approval ratings of any governor in the country as far as job approval goes. So he's really going to have to work very, very hard, and he's going to have to hope some things that he can't control in the short term, such as the economy and unemployment, comes down, because this is not going to be an easy, easy primary. Both Providence Mayor Angel Taveras and General Treasurer Gina Raimondo have been out there working, raising money, and building support among their constituencies.
Okay, you anticipated my next question. What about fundraising? Is this a boost for political fundraising for the governor?
Obviously, he might tap into some Democratic fundraising, but we all know that Link Chafee has long depended on his personal fortune when he can't raise the money. He and his wife, First Lady Stephanie Danforth Chafee, both have significant personal resources.
What could be the implications for Democrats in Rhode Island in terms of who they might support now? Members of the congressional delegation, legislative leaders. There was a statement put out today by Speaker of the House Gordon Fox, where it was very, very broad, very general, and he basically said, we welcome him to the Democratic Party and we'll talk down the road.
Yes, there's going to be a mad scramble, obviously, for these leaders. I would expect, although Chafee works very well with the Washington delegation, don't forget he served with Jack Reed. White House defeated him for Senate in 2006, but their families go way back and they get along very well. David Cicilline also gets along well. But even Reed, he's running for re-election next year. I would expect him to stay way, way out of any primary and not get involved. Now, there is a Democratic Party endorsement. Does he go after it or not? Now, that means courting one-on-one the House leadership in particular and a lot of the members of the state committee. So we'll see how that sugars off.
Well, to wrap up, the White House, as you mentioned, officially welcomed the news of the party switch by Chafee. Any scenario where the president would support Chafee over other Democrats?
That's hard to tell right now. I mean, it is true that Chafee and the president go way back, because Link Chafee was one of the very first major politicians in the country to come out and support Obama in 2008. They served together in the Senate and from Illinois. But I think it's very, very premature to try to predict what the president would do.
Okay. Thank you, Scott McKay, Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst.